This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was once sitting with a man, a companion, when a man in a very nice suit, very nice ride, came and passed by them. So the Prophet asked his friend, "What do you think of this man?" And his companion said, "Prophet of Allah, this man is one of the dignitaries. He is a rich and influential person. If he were to propose, people would give him in marriage. If he were to speak, people would listen. And if he were to intercede, people would accept his intercession." The Prophet did not say anything, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then another man passed by. So the Prophet asked him, "What do you think of this man?" And the man laughed. He said, "Prophet of Allah, this guy is a poor individual. He's nothing. If he were to speak, nobody would listen. If he were to propose to a family, they would not give him in marriage. And if he were to intercede, nobody would accept his intercession." The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "This man is better than the whole earth filled with that man." What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us and teach us that a righteous man who fears Allah, who implements Islam in his life, even if he's poor, he's way better at the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal than so many of those influentials, those who are rich or powerful in the government, those who succeed in spreading corruption in the earth. This poor man, because he fears Allah, is better than all of them. Nowadays, as Muslims, we are amazed and impressed when we see an actor, when we see a government official, a ruler, a rich man, a billionaire, and this is not permit, or a sportsman. How many of us, if you see someone famous in sports, would run to take his autograph, would run to shake hands and take a selfie? But if one of the greatest scholars of Islam comes, who's he? Okay, would you care to take a selfie? "No, I'd rather keep my pictures for myself." Nobody cares about them. This is not what Islam teaches you. If you read the Quran, you will find this mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah says, similarly, two ayahs similar to one another. Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and all of us, So let not their wealth or their children impress you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Don't be impressed by their wealth, how many children they have. Allah only intends to punish them through their wealth and children in worldly life, and that their souls should depart at death while they are in this state of disbelief. Aren't we impressed by the lifestyle of celebrities? Their beautiful cars, their beautiful mansions, their beautiful spouses, the way they dress, the way they speak, we imitate them. And some of us even wear t-shirts with names of Ronaldo, maybe? Ronaldo or Messi or whatever. And we love them. We adore them. What is Allah telling you? Do not. If you're a real Muslim, do not be impressed by these disbelievers. So many things people praise and glorify at the sight of Allah is worthless, is nothing. And so many things people don't consider to be anything. They despise and resent while it is so great at the sight of Allah. In Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the companion, to go and fetch him a miswak. So he went. The companions were sitting. As he was taking the miswak, he was a very thin man. As he was picking the miswak, the wind blew him and he almost fell. What would you do when you see a thin man being tossed like a leaf in the wind? The companions laughed. So the Prophet ﷺ asked them, "What are you laughing about?" And the companion said, "O Prophet of Allah, look at his legs. They are so thin. It's funny." The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, correcting how we look at things, "By Allah, his legs are heavier at the sight of Allah than Mount Uhud, a mountain. This man's legs that are thin, they are more valuable and heavier than Mount Uhud." This is how we look at things. How would I evaluate you? By your car, by where you live, by the pen, by your watch, by the brand of your clothes. This is not what evaluates people by. We evaluate them by their iman, their taqwa, their deeds, their character. When you want to marry, not now, what do you do? What do you look for? All of us, when we want to get married, we look at the outer shell. Beauty, wealth, lineage, authority. This is what people usually look for. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, "And a believing slave, woman or man, is better than a polytheist, an idol worshipper, even though she or he might please you." So Allah tells you, don't look at the beauty of a woman, or how handsome a man is, or how rich. Rather look at the iman.